Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Donald Trump is hailing his own performance in last night's final presidential debate in Nashville, saying today he thinks it went really well. Trump's 90-minute face-off with former Vice President Joe Biden was far less argumentative and likely more informative to voters than the first debate. Meanwhile, both candidates are back on the campaign trail. Trump is in Florida tonight, one of his must-win states.
Joe Biden uses his public office to enrich himself and his family. I use public office to bring jobs and wealth back to American workers and American families.
But Biden on the campaign trail today continues to go on the offensive, blasting Trump for his administration's handling of the coronavirus pandemic and saying many of the nearly 224,000 American deaths linked to COVID-19 didn't have to happen.
A new study from Columbia University suggests that anywhere between 130,000 and 210,000 of those deaths were avoidable.
Biden made his remarks in Wilmington today. The Trump campaign is asking a Nevada judge to temporarily stop election officials around Las Vegas from tallying mail-in ballots, citing concerns with processing. Paul Bauger from member station KUNR in Reno has more.
The lawsuit alleges that Clark County Registrar of Voters, Joe Gloria, failed to follow the law by not submitting a written plan for accommodating public observers. It also alleges that ballots are being mishandled. They're asking a judge to immediately prohibit vote processing until the, quote, proper procedures are in place, end quote. They also want to install cameras to ensure transparency. Clark County is the most populated county in Nevada, with more than 70% of the state's voters. Democrats hold a significant voter registration advantage there. Republicans have filed a bevy of lawsuits in recent months aimed at curtailing mail-in voting, claiming fraud risks without evidence. For NPR News, I'm Paul Boger in Reno.
In federal court in Southern California today, the man who purchased the firearms used in a deadly 2015 terror attack was sentenced to 20 years in prison. NPR's Eric Westervelt has details.
28-year-old Enrique Marquez Jr. was sentenced for supplying the assault-style rifles used by his friend Saeed Farouk and Farouk's wife Tashfeen Malik. The couple opened fire on a San Bernardino County office holiday gathering in December of 2015. They killed 14 people and wounded 22 others. The couple later died in a gun battle with police. Marquez pleaded guilty in 2017 to conspiring with Farouk to provide material support to terrorists and making false statements regarding the rifles he had purchased in his name using Farouk's money. In a court filing, prosecutors wrote that if the defendant hadn't illegally purchased two assault weapons for a terrorist, that terrorist and his wife would not have used those firearms to murder 14 people. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 28 points. This is NPR. Poland is responding to an upsurge in coronavirus cases by announcing the entire country will become a so-called red zone. That means strict anti-COVID-19 restrictions will be going in place there starting tomorrow. The measures, which are just sort of a lockdown, expand from local red zones, including wearing masks at all times outdoors and switching all primary schools to remote learning, to a nationwide effort. Restaurants there will be limited to takeout only, and large gatherings will be banned. The move comes as Poland reaches a new record of daily infections with more than 150 deaths. A federal judge ruled yesterday he won't make a southern Arizona county establish an early voting site in a tribe's reservation next week. Emma Gibson with Arizona Public Media has more.
Judge James A. Soto said the Pasquayaki tribe should not have waited till mid-October to file the lawsuit against the Pima County recorder. A member of the tribe's legal counsel, Jonathan Diaz, says this isn't the result they wanted, but it won't slow down the tribe's efforts to educate voters.
Increasing participation in the election and making voting easier for their members is something that the tribe is very committed to.
Pasquayaki Chairman Peter S. Yocopicio says he's disappointed and that Yaqui votes matter, quote, whether it's one vote or 1,000. The judge concluded that not having an early voting site in the reservation would not cause irreparable harm. For NPR News, I'm Emma Gibson in Tucson.
A 115-year-old Confederate monument has been the subject of protests in Huntsville, Alabama, has been taken down. Local media reported that onlookers cheered as crews using a crane took apart the stone memorial early today. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.